You know how sometimes in the course of your day, you'll see something that is unimpressive, banal even, but for some reason it resonates and just sticks with you. That's what happened to Leia Stern when she saw a child's sweater, green with puff sleeves and lace trim. Here's the world's Sarah Birnbaum with the story of that sweater, the child who wore it, and the woman who made it her mission to preserve it.
The first time Leia Stern saw the green sweater was at an exhibit about hidden children of the Holocaust.
I was really taken by the concept of this tiny child having to hide in this sweater.
The sweater was worn by a little girl named Christina Heger, who hid with her family in the sewers beneath Lvov, Poland for 14 months in 1943 and 1944. Christina described what it was like in an interview with the Shoah Foundation.
It was terrible. We were sitting on wet, slimy rocks with worms crawling all over, and no light, and huge red rats.
They had to compete with the rats for food.
My father was standing, on guard at night with a stick trying to scare them because they won't eat the bread because the bread was supposed to be for us.
Christina couldn't bring much with her into the sewer. But one thing she did bring was the sweater, knitted for her by her grandmother, who died in a concentration camp. Christina later donated the sweater to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. That's where Leia Stern saw it, and she says she just couldn't stop thinking about it.
Why did she take that with her? What did it mean to her? Was there a pattern for knitting it?
Now, most people, when they see something interesting in a museum, they make a mental note or they snap a picture. But Leia became haunted by the sweater and the idea of recreating it.
Leia came to me and said, "You have this green sweater in your collection, and I want to create a pattern based on the sweater." And I said, "Oh, okay."
That's Susie Snyder. She's a curator at the Holocaust Museum.
I called my sister, Adrian, and I said, who is a knitter, teaches knitting, knits everything, is a crazy knitter. And I said, this woman wants to make a pattern out of this sweater that we have in our collection. That's nuts.
Why did you think it's nuts?
I didn't understand it. And Adrian, my sister, right, said to me, no, from a knitting perspective, it's not nuts.
So Leia got access to the sweater.
It was almost surreal. I couldn't believe that I was actually standing in front of the sweater, that I was going to actually touch it, that I was going to turn it over, turn it inside out, thinking about what the sweater and the person wearing it had gone through. It was humbling.
Leia counted stitches and took copious notes, and from that, she was able to reverse engineer a pattern. Then she enlisted her friends and relatives to start knitting prototypes. In the end, she had about a dozen sweaters in different shades of green. She didn't know what the original color was because the sweater had faded so much, but there was someone who could tell her.
I took the train over to Long Island to Christina's house.
Christina Heger is now in her 80s, a retired dentist living with her husband on Long Island, New York. Leia brought all the different sweaters with her so Christina could choose the one that was most like the sweater her grandmother had made for her. Christina pointed to the vibrant lime green one.
It's not what I would have guessed, but it's what she said. This is just the color that it was. And it was much brighter than what the sweater looks like now. And she picked it up and she held it up to her and she said, now I have my sweater back.
Leia's pattern is for sale at the Holocaust Museum gift shop and on a popular knitting website called Ravelry, with all the proceeds going to the museum. She's heard from hundreds of knitters who are making the sweater here in the U.S. and also in Norway, Ireland, Israel, the U.K. She's heard from people like Renee Silberman in Ontario, Canada, who can't wait to get started on the project.
My needles are hot. They're ready.
Amazing. Renee is making the sweater for her 8-year-old granddaughter, Annika, as a way to teach her about the Holocaust.
It's maybe an easy way for a child to come to understand history. And I think it will show my granddaughter the tremendous endurance that people had even in troubled times.
It took me a long time to understand why so many people were making this sweater. I mean, the sweater looks sweet, but it's dated. But then Renee said she gravitated to the sweater because it's a symbol of hope, which is unusual for an artifact from the Holocaust.
I like the sweater because it's a sweater that survived, as did its owner, and it's an act of love.
An act of love when Christina's grandmother knitted it for her in 1939. An act of love when Leah recreated it to keep Christina's memories alive. And an act of love when Renee will give it to her own granddaughter to teach her about survival. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum.